Worship Radio 24/7. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. Oh Lord, I give you honor and I give you glory and I give you praise and worship, Lord, for what you are doing through me and this radio station. We give you glory, Father, because you are so, so awesome. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in our lives. In Jesus' name. We're at part 67 of the character of Jesus, and today's character we're looking at is purpose. And I am purposed to look in John, the 15th chapter. I'm going to go from verse 9. Jesus is speaking and he says this: I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Do you know what, beloved? Right now, this very moment in time, my joy is overflowing. You see, we have purpose. There is a purpose for us to be on this planet. Oftentimes I've heard people saying to me, I have no idea why I'm here. I have no idea my purpose. And in the Hour One Nugget today, I was talking about relationship with the Heavenly Father. I was talking about that one-on-one relationship, that intimate relationship with our Daddy, our Heavenly Father. Well, this just reiterates it, really, because once we have that relationship, we have purpose. Jesus had a purpose. He was born in a stable in Bethlehem to Mary and to his father Joseph. He was born of the Holy Spirit, and therefore he was God. He began his ministry at 30 years old. Now look at this. I want you to look at this very carefully. Jesus was born, but he didn't begin his ministry for his father until he was 30. 30 years he waited to do his father's bidding. Although I believe the Holy Spirit was preparing him in all of that time, of course, but he began his ministry when he was 30 years old. And as I am saying these words to you now, beloved, it's just dawning on me the enormity of that. He waited 30 years and he ministered on this planet for 3 years, just 3 years. And look at what he did, because he did his Father's will. You see, Jesus knew at a very, very early age that he was the Son of God, and he also knew that he had purpose. And that purpose was breathing inside him all of those years. I have often thought, what is my purpose? What's my purpose to be here? Why do I do what I do? Well, from a very young age, I was 17, I began to become a disc jockey and worked in the nightclubs. And I worked in radio, and I've been in radio for 30-odd years. But I didn't realize my purpose until Worship Radio 247 was born. And then I realized, this is my purpose: to take the love of the Father to the world via the power of media. This radio station is broadcast right across the world. The other day, I read out some of the countries that are listening currently. And one of those countries is Iraq. We have Christians in Iraq who are listening to this radio station. And I give glory to God for that. We have listeners in Bulgaria. In fact, one person who was listening in Bulgaria some time ago gave their hearts to the Lord. And if that was the only reason, the only purpose that Worship Radio 247 was born, then it was worth it. For that one person to give their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be going to glory because they heard the message of the gospel right here. Purpose. And the only way we can find out our purpose, beloved, is to have that wonderful, close, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why Worship Radio 247 is here. We found out the other day that Worship Radio is the only radio station in the entire globe, on the air or on the internet, that is devoted to worship. So that you can just turn on and you can be caught up in the worship immediately. And you can begin to understand that intimacy with God. Of course, when we're in church, we praise. We love to praise. But on this radio station, we are dedicated to worship, that intimacy with Almighty God. I have told you these things, says Jesus, so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Watch this. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. And he goes on to say this. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You see, Jesus said that for a reason. Because at that time, he knew he was going to have to go to his death. And he knew he was going to have to lay down his life for you and for me. There is no greater love than that, than to lay down one's life for one's friend. How do you feel about that? Do you love your fellow Christians? Do you love your brothers and sisters in the Lord in such a way that you would lay down your life for them? That's a hard question, but it's a question that I have to ask. Do you love your brothers and sisters in the Lord in such a way that you would be prepared to lay down your life for them? Jesus said these words, love one another as I have loved you. He also said, I have told you these things so that you would be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. You know, I could talk about this for ages and ages and ages, and I won't, but I may bring you part two of Purpose tomorrow. I believe there is so much more to say. But if you want to find your purpose in God Almighty, in your Heavenly Father, then lay down your life for him. And I mean every part of your life. Lay it down now. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you so much for this word. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. And I pray in Jesus' name that your beloved people who are listening to this broadcast now would take heed to that word and would lay everything down at the foot of your cross and declare their undying love for you as I do right now, in Jesus' mighty name.